Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Jay speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
My zip code is 85381.
Your first and last name, please.
Forstein Hankerson.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address, please, ma'am?
Okay, can you say that again?
Can you verify your shipping address?
That's what I said, 85.
Your address, ma'am.
My address, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am, that's okay.
13310 North Plaza Del Rio Boulevard. Unit 2017, Peoria, Arizona, 85381.
All right, let's see here. Take a look. All right, looks like on January the 9th, there was an order placed for earbuds with the case. Looks like you called in about this on the 19th. You hadn't received the earbuds yet. And your trial was extended until February the 10th. Looks like on February the 10th, your trial ended and they billed you the retail value of those earbuds and close out this account.
Okay, I'm just trying to say, what is it for? Because it says some premium activity.
It was for the wireless earbuds that you received. Okay, when you placed the order for the earbuds on January the 9th, you paid $5.99 shipping and handling for those earbuds. Per the terms and conditions that was on that page, the $5.99 was shipping and handling for you to try those earbuds out for a 16-day trial period. Once there was no cancellation within those 16 days, then it billed you the retail value of those earbuds, which was the $79.99, and then it closed out your account.
Okay, well, I want to make sure I close it because I'm not paying for this. I just thought when I got it, it was like a survey, you know, so I paid the five something. So now they're saying it's costing me almost $779 or something. But I want to just close this off.
It has been closed, ma'am.
Okay, all right. That's all I want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am. It's closed out.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.